My wife came to me with a hashkafa issue. She read a news article and wanted to know why Hashem allows this kind of thing. It was about a non-Jewish 2-year-old girl who was punished all day by her stepfather with beatings and holding her head underwater. He then threw her against the wall, cracking her skull and killing her. During the ordeal, she said to her mother, who was present, that she loves her. Apparently, it brought the jury to tears, too. It bothered my wife a lot. She couldn't even finish reading the article, and I could not answer sufficiently. I guess this is one of those why do bad things happen to good people type questions. Could the rabbi provide some insight? Anonymous in Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, this is obviously not the forum to deal with this in a comprehensive manner. But basically what the halacha is that a person has to make a bracha, die in ha'emes, and feel bad for things that appear to us to be bad, and the Rabban Shem wants them to appear to us to be bad. And when somebody does evil and chooses to do evil and hurts other people, then we should hate that evil and sometimes even the evildoer and have mercy on the victim, and all of that is proper. However, kishem shemavorech al hatova kach mevorech al hara. When you make that bracha and you have those feelings of dayin ho'emes, you have to feel that God would not permit such a thing to happen unless in the eternal view it is for the good. We see it as bad, we're supposed to react to it as that. However, the people who exercise their free choice in a negative and very, very atrocious way don't run this world. God would not permit them to be successful in carrying out their bad choices if for some reason his will wasn't that that's what had to be. That doesn't exonerate the people who do these terrible things, but it means that God still runs the world, and he knows what neshamas need, and he knows what the eternal good is. And just like sometimes a person has to go through a very painful, serious operation to live in this world, sometimes the neshama even has to leave this world in a very painful way in order that it can enjoy the world to come eternally. So with the fact that God permitted this horrendous stepfather to do what he did, he will be punished for that, and he's an evil person. But the fact that God permitted him to do it and didn't stop him means that that neshama, that girl, needed that in some way that in the eternal picture, we have to believe that ultimately it's for the good, even though the way it happened is a way that we see as bad and have to relate to as something terrible and heart-wrenching and something that evokes sympathy and empathy and a disgust for evil.